You're listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. This is Brian Taylor standing in for Phil Williams. Phil's on vacation this afternoon and tomorrow and through the weekend with his family for Thanksgiving. I hope you and your family have an enjoyable Thanksgiving and are enduring the cost increases. Don't worry, Senator Warren is watching out for you. Senator Elizabeth Warren has decided to ask the Department of Justice to investigate the poultry industry. Nothing like a good politicization of a holiday to remind you of how grateful you should be. I don't know whether there's price fixing in the industry. That's beyond my pay grade. Maybe she's onto something, but certainly she's not going to miss an opportunity to exploit the holiday. I haven't seen her call for an investigation into price fixing in other industries, seeing as how we have inflation across the board right now. Some would say that the rising price of turkey might coincide with rising prices in gasoline and rising prices in milk and rising prices in bread. You've all seen it, just like I have. My family has. It's hurting all of us. It's not real clear what the Biden administration plans to do. President Biden told Americans yesterday they can rest easy. Rest easy this holiday season. He's on the job. Senator Warren's on the job. So that should give you all the confidence you need in your economic future, your ability to provide for your family in the year ahead. Anyway, we've had a number of things happen today. The Ahmaud Arbery trial has ended. Three defendants found guilty. And predictably, the president and the vice president are still not satisfied. One might argue that this is an exemplification of or a symbol of how our justice system still works and happens to be one of the best, if not the best, in the world, the fairest. It's a bedrock on which our nation was founded. But the president and the vice president are still out today saying that there is, quote, a lot of work to do on racial justice. And hey, look, there's no question that racism continues to be a problem in this country, as it is in every country. But racism is different than racial justice. Racial justice goes to whether our institutions, our judicial system are capable of judging cases based on the facts and the evidence that are presented, and whether juries can reach conclusions without bias based on somebody's skin color. That's not what the left really wants. The left seems to want to... They seem to want a system that is based on discrimination. We talked about earlier in the show, what is CRT really about? And CRT is about discrimination, but past discrimination is best remedied by present discrimination. And the remedy to present discrimination is future discrimination. These people on the far left want nothing more than a system of perpetual discrimination based on skin color. And it flies in the face of everything that Martin Luther King stood for when he said that he dreamed of a nation where society would judge his daughters based not on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. So we're watching to see how the left responds to the Arbery verdict. I'm not expecting much difference in their response after a week of lambasting the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, but it is what it is. We've come to expect this kind of behavior, and we don't expect it to change all that much. In other news, this has come out in the last 24 hours or so. The suspect in the Waukesha parade, the terrible tragedy in Waukesha with the where the driver drove through the Christmas parade and ran over a number of people, killing, I believe it was five. I don't have it right in front of me. At least one child killed in that horrendous, horrific incident. Now turns out that Daryl Brooks, the suspect in that case, according to news reports I'm seeing on the web, Daryl Brooks' social media page was rife with violent and racist posts railing against white people. Who knows if that was the motive behind what happened in that parade incident. But the authorities aren't saying anything just yet. We don't know what the motive is. But it will be interesting to see how that plays out. If we hear the same cries for racial justice and to eliminate racism coming out of that case, if we hear the same cries from the left that we've been hearing in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Well, it's been a great time being on the show today. I appreciate Phil giving me the opportunity to do this. I'm learning this hasn't been the smoothest show, but Copper, you've kept me pretty straight most of the time.
Thanks. Yep, you're doing great. I would never have guessed that you hadn't been in radio for 20 years.
Well, you're kind. You're not telling the truth, but you're kind. So, I'm just astonished by the amount of news that's out there, and I wish I had spent some more time preparing to talk about some of that news. But here I am with time left before the break and running out of material. So, tell me. What is your family doing again for the holidays?
We're just going to be hanging out, making appetizers, probably trying to avoid talking about politics.
Well, so your family, y'all don't sit around the table and talk about politics? Well, they know about what your job is, right?
That's right, that's right. But this is mostly my friend group, because my parents are in a different state.
Gotcha. Well, my family did Thanksgiving this past weekend. And so I will be laying low and catching up on some work and practicing for the next time that I'm supposed to guest host this show for Phil.
I might have to bring up, though, the fact that apparently Thanksgiving is racist. So we're going to replace Thanksgiving with Woke Complaint Day.
Well, it's definitely, like I said, we don't miss an opportunity in this woke era to politicize even holidays. It used to be Christmas, right? You couldn't say Merry Christmas to somebody. Now, apparently, you can't say Happy Thanksgiving. We talked about during the first hour, the Wall Street Journal is now facing a petition on change.org to cancel their traditional Thanksgiving editorials that they've printed ever since 1961. And these are editorials that they're columns that they've printed every year on Thanksgiving Day. Their readers appreciate it. And suddenly there's a gentleman who is putting a petition on change.org calling on the Wall Street Journal to cease and desist publishing these racist editorials dating back to or mischaracterizing the racist history of the 17th century. So fortunately, the Wall Street Journal has decided not to kowtow to that to that change.org petition. So if you read those editorials in the Wall Street Journal on Thanksgiving, you will still have them tomorrow. They have assured us. So
if they said that they wanted to change the date of Thanksgiving to remove all associations with the Pilgrims and, you know, the Native Americans, I wouldn't agree with that, but I would at least understand it and say, okay, well, at least you still think it's important to give thanks for the good things that happen in our country. But no, they just want to do away with it entirely.
Well, you know, and that's a great point. The Wall Street Journal in their editorial talking about this mentioned that the petition actually makes some decent historical points.
Yeah.
But then he wraps it in this woke contemporary politics of this identity politics that's now seems to define every issue that we discuss. Here we are right before the holidays. Again, we are still mired in this division in this country. You know, President Biden promised that he was going to be a unifier when he came to office. And we're seeing very little effort on the part of the administration to do that. I think what they meant was when we say unify, we mean unify you behind our liberal agenda.
Yeah.
So, you know, their responses to these things that are happening, the current affairs, the response, the tone deaf response that Americans should rest easy going into this holiday season, that he's on top of the supply chain crisis, that he's on top of the inflation crisis. It just doesn't inspire a lot of politics for people who have been following this administration. They've been in office for almost a year now, and folks are hard-pressed to identify a single thing that this president has done to make the average American's life any better currently. Now, he's going to brag about the Build Back Better plan. And there, you know, as Senator Sanford said a little while ago, there may be some aspects of that. But, gosh, billions of dollars of that plan are going to left-wing progressive agenda, that much of which was in the Green New Deal.
Tree equity.
Yeah. So.
Whatever that means.
Well, it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. I'm out of words for it. So we'll come back right after this. One final break before I head home for the Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks for being with us. You're listening to News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. This is Brian Taylor filling in for Phil Williams. He's on Thanksgiving vacation. We've got a few minutes left in the show this afternoon, so we're going to go to the phones. And let's see, right now we've got Mike. Mike, how are you today?
I'm fine, Brian. Listen, I appreciate what you're saying. One of the things that I was in Russia, and I helped them set their jury system up after the fall of the Soviet Union. And what you're and most Americans are missing is that the entire jury system is on attack right now in the United States, because what they replaced their jury system with in Russia from 1865 was to have two party members and a judge make a decision. And what happened is that they had the same kind of jury system we did, which was the ability to judge law and the facts in what we used to call jury nullification. But what takes place now is that if a jury comes along of your peers and makes a decision that the agenda doesn't match up, then they attack the system itself. And that's what happened in the Soviet Union, and that took basically the Bolsheviks had destroyed the entire law, and to the point of where I had to get a copy of the old Russian jury law under the czars from 1865 translated to English from, you know, Cyrillic, and take it there and teach the Russian lawyers and judges their own history, which is why all of our holidays like Thanksgiving and stuff is trying to eliminate the roots of America that are connected to our past.
Well, there's no question that part of the left-wing agenda is to abolish those institutions that have made America, that are at the foundation of American exceptionalism and American democracy. And early on in the show, you know, I quoted from the great Colin Kaepernick's Twitter feed after the Rittenhouse case. He said, "This verdict only further validates the need to abolish our current system. White supremacy cannot be reformed. They're not interested in incremental reform. They're interested in nothing short of a revolution." And it's something that we've got to be alert to and start talking about in this country. Thanks for
right. Sure.
Go ahead, Mike.
I had more trouble from the Department of Just Us when I was in Russia than I did from the former KGB, which is the Russian Intelligence Services. And now you see the Department of Justice attacking people that are protesting against critical race theory. That's all I had. Thanks. Over.
Well, thanks for calling in, Mike. Appreciate your comments. One other thing I wanted to touch on, I meant to touch on this earlier, but before we go, there's one other issue that I want folks to be aware of if you're not. The Biden administration just the other day said that Americans can rest easy. President Biden said the Americans can rest easy going into the holiday season. They've got everything under control. The supply chain crisis, inflation, everything will be under control. The Republicans in the House issued a memo last week telling a little bit different story. In the $1.75 trillion spending bill that the Democrats are trying to pass, there's a provision in there that gives $400 million additional dollars to the IRS to bolster their tax collection efforts. And what the Republicans have said in this memo is the IRS will now be able to double, they'll be able to increase by 1.2 million the number of audits they conduct every year. Half of those audits, to get this, half of those audits would impact families earning less than $75,000. And a quarter of those audits would affect Americans earning up to $25,000 per year. So these are the folks who said, elect us. We're not coming after the taxes of middle-class Americans, poor Americans. We're coming after the rich. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you make $75,000 or less in your family, get ready because the IRS might be coming for you with an audit. The Republicans say this plan is going to result in 800,000 more federal tax liens against taxpayer property. They're going to come after your home and your vehicles if they find out that somebody who makes $25,000 to $75,000 a year might have cheated on their taxes or made a mistake on their taxes. And this is their idea of social justice. This is their idea of economic justice. They are going to redistribute wealth in order to fund their social programs that are never ending, always growing. It's going to be really, really, we're going to have to make sure we elect the right people to office in the next few years, in the next few election cycles, to try to undo this mess. One thing I'll give Nancy Pelosi credit for, when she says we just have to pass the bill in order to understand what's in it, she knows what she's talking about. She's talking about passing something that nobody supports so that it will be almost impossible to repeal after the fact. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, happy Thanksgiving to you as you settle into your new $25 million mansion in Florida. President Biden, happy Thanksgiving to you on your junket in Nantucket at a billionaire's estate up there. The rest of us will be sweating the cost of Thanksgiving and the cost of buying Christmas presents for our loved ones this year. We're not resting easy. We're not going to rest easy. And I know the people of Alabama are ready to take back the government from liberals and from progressives and attack that agenda head on. Thank you all for listening today and for the opportunity to be with you. Thank you, Phil, for the opportunity to host your show. If I get to do this again, I'll do better next time. This is the first time, but I appreciate everybody enduring with me. Once again, this is Brian Taylor filling in for Phil Williams. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you for listening to Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Athens, WVNN-FM Trinity, a Cumulus Media station.